I was brought up to work. I was an only child, but believe you me, my mother didn't believe in
spoiling me. Well, you know, a 12-year-old child nowadays, with just the way things have changed, though, couldn't stand the responsibility of something like that.
That's exactly right. They wouldn't know which way to start.
We keep them longer. We keep them responsible longer.
That's right, and then they have so many outside things to do, mm-hmm. but... we cooked on a big cook stove and had to put wood in the stove, and I had to make biscuits every morning, get up at 4 o'clock for them to get out in the field.
You got up before
daylight, good. And they Uncle Joe would make the fire, and then the nice thing about it, though, of course, we had no air conditioning. We didn't know anything about such things. And we got along beautifully. But we'd get in there with that old hot stove, and I mean, we'd have, Sarah and I would get out in the afternoon and go to the garden. Of course, they had a huge garden and raised everything except staples. And we had every day we cooked 2 or 3 kinds of beans, you know, and peas or things of that nature. Everything under the shining sun, just filled the top of that stove full. And then Uncle Joe, of course, raised all his meat, a big smokehouse, you know, out where you could just go out and put hams or whatever you wanted, you know, any kind of thing. And we had everything in the world to eat, but we would just, Sarah and I, late in the afternoon, before the boys came in from the field, we would go out to the garden and gather all that and have it ready to fix the next morning. And
well, by the time the sun finally went down, y'all were ready to go to bed, I guess.
Well, we were ready to go. No, we rode horses every night. I tell you, as I said, I was reared in town, but I know something about it. And I was speaking of up there one day, something was said at the library on break. And, of course, the kids laughed for Ms. Russell and I to get to talking, you know, about things that have happened in the past. And something was said about cleaning lamp chimneys. And they said,
the old lamps that,
yes, the old
lamps.
Smoke, the old coal oil.
Yeah, yeah.
Coal oil lamps.
Yeah, smoky, didn't they?
And they would smoke, but that was all the light we had.
Yeah.
But they were huge, big lamps, you know, and used to be, I don't know whether you remember them or I ever heard them called, but the Aunt Nora had Aladdin lamps. They were the big, huge, they put out real good light.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had, in the bedrooms, of course, she just had the plain old kerosene lamps. And every morning we had to clean all those lamp chimneys.
What did you clean them with?
You cleaned them with, just washed them with soap and water. And polished them and put them right back on the thing, and so that the wicks were trimmed and ready to go for the next night. And they said something, you know, and some of them said, well, what in the world are you talking about cleaning lamp chimneys? And I said, you all just don't know what work is.
That's right.
They don't. But we had all the beds made up in that house. We had the dinner was cooked. And everything was ready by 11 o'clock in the morning. And we had the afternoon. But Aunt Nora had, she had oodles of flowers, and we'd have to pump water and carry it around in wash tubs.
That's right. You prepared the hot meal in the middle of the day, and then
that's right, and you snacked
it
at night.
Right, I remember that now. When I was very young, we lived in a real remote place over in East Tennessee where
mm-hmm.
I was in early junior high before we ever had electricity. And
yeah.
I can remember cooking on the... First we had a wood stove, and then we got a
kerosene stove. Yeah.
And had the oven that
went
up
on
top of the burner.
That's what we had at home at the time. But, of course, I had cooked on a cook stove. My mother started me out when I was just knee-high to a duck, teaching me to cook and do. But I'd never made biscuits. Mother would make the biscuits in the morning, and I know when I went in, we went in from the railroad station that afternoon. Why, in fact, the attack had hit Aunt Nora, and her youngest little son came in from the field and found his mother on the floor. He just knocked her to the floor, and she couldn't get up. And he ran about a mile and a half back over in the field to get his daddy and his older brother. And one of the brothers had come with his little sister after me. And they, in turn, had they'd gotten, she had sent a grocery list, you know, for them to get. And we had a big old ice box, of course, you know. One of these kinds you lift it up, you know, and the big blocks of ice.
Oh, so they were supposed to pick you up and then do some...
And they had gone to the store and had gotten all of the staples, you know, the sugar and the flour and the coffee and stuff that they needed like that. And then they would...